Stay in the narrow way. Keep my life. Okay? And my subtopic is runners, take your mark. Set, go. That's my message for today. So I'm dressed up. And I'm looking probably peculiar to a lot of you. But see, I got some garment that reminds me of I used to be a runner. I used to run. I used to be on track team from the time I was a little girl until the time I was old enough to say I had enough. I was running. But see, I gotta share a little bit about this before I get to the word, because this led me to the word, because I said, okay, God, I can pick to do it this Sunday. I said, Lord, what am I telling? Okay, God, he gave me a lot of different topics, but I said, okay, God, you showed me this one clearly. So he said, go get your garments. I got my garments. He said, now get your trophies. I got my trophies. I'm gonna put them on. I ain't gonna say no more about it. I'm draping up, because see, there was a time when I was draped up. There was a time when I was only out to get what I could get that people could see. Yeah. There was a time when my competition was to take it off. There was a time when the coach said, okay, you start today. There was a time when the coach said, all right, today, you ain't done. There was a time when I had to take my set, get up in my blocks, run up, take your mark, set, go. And when he said go, I heard the gun, there I was. And I didn't spare nobody. When I was on the track, I would burn it up. When I was on the track, you better watch out. Now I got something else I gotta share with y'all. And don't talk about it, because it's old and it's all torn up like some of us. This was my trademark. It was an old lot better back then. It's about 40 years old. And it's falling apart. But it was my signature. Oh, they knew the girl with the red scarf. I could hear the whispers in the stadium. That's her. The one with the red scarf. I wanna run her. Yeah, that was me then. But guess what? I'm running, but I'm not running for the medals now. I'm running, and I'm not running for the recognition now. I'm running, and I'm not running for nobody but Jesus now. I'm running because I'm on a mission to bring souls to the kingdom. I'm running for my daddy. I'm not running for the coach's approval. I'm not running so people can whisper about what I did. I'm running because lives are at stake. That's what I'm running for today. And I'm going to run this race until I can't run no more. So I'm asking y'all to come on and join us with me. Oh, Jesus, I'm running for you, Lord. Not my will be done, but his will be done today. The souls are at stake. And we are running this race that someone will see the end. That's what it's all about today. That's what it's all about today. Souls that are at stake. So I'm coming to you this morning. I'm coming out of Ecclesiastes 9, 11, and 12. And then I'm going to jump over to Isaiah 40 and 31. You'll get it. And it reads, if you have, say amen. I'll wait for you because I want you to get it too. All right. And it reads, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, and the fishes that are taken in are evil net. And as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. So now I'm going to go over to Isaiah 40 and 31, and it reads, but they that wait upon the Lord, and I'm going to say that again, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings of eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That's not my word, that's God's word. So when I got home, I said, okay, God, help me put this together. And he did. So I want to elaborate. I'm going to go back to Ecclesiastes 9, 11, and 12. And it says, I want to break it down a little bit. Our existence under the sun often looks like a roll of the dice.
She takes
a chance. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. It's like a gamble. You're living a gamble life.
Reading King James, I think, right?
And regardless of whatever strength, but regardless of the wisdom and riches of the skills a person has, time and chance happens to all. Life appears to be random. Certainly, no one knows the time. Not you, not I know the time. I did not know that this time in my life, I can't run like I used to. But I heard the old folks say, live long enough. You'll understand. Keep on living. By and by, you just keep on living. When I would look at them all sassy. Whatever. But now I understand that my knees crack, my back crack. Some days I can't even stand up. So I understand. Time is going to change it all. So for you all who out there, you don't know who you're running for, I want to tell you in advance, run for Jesus. Because if you run for Jesus, he's going to keep you right. When those aches and those pains come, he's going to keep you running. Okay? You may have to slide some oil to them joints, but he's going to keep you running with a prayer and a hope, because he's expecting you to make it to the end in him. Hallelujah! We can't do this thing by ourselves. See, I tried to do a lot of things by myself, even in running. I tried to figure a lot of that stuff out. There were many times on that track, all I knew was to get them. All I knew was to go get them. I was like a pit bull. I ain't talked to nobody. I ain't looked to my right, and I ain't looked to my left. I gave a certain look, and I wore that scarf because I realized it intimidated them. Watch out. Here she comes. When I walk into the stadium, they're like, oh my God, that's the girl from Strawberry Mansion. Yep. Strawberry Mansion, North Philly, here she comes. And I was there, ready to take them on. I didn't care how big you was. I didn't care how small you was. I was a bag of bones back then, y'all. I was ready to go. And I ran. But that wasn't it. I was looking for something in. But right now, I have all I need. I have Jesus. Yes, yes. I have Jesus. I have all that I need. He's supplying everything I need. He is the source of my life. He is the love of my life. I love my husband, but I love Jesus more. I love Jesus more because sometimes my husband tells me, but my Jesus never failed.
Oh,
he said, I'm going to love you, daughter, even when you're slipping fall. I'm going to pick you up because he's so gentle. I'm going to hold you. I'm going to rock you in the cradle of my arm because you're my baby.
Yeah.
I'm going to catch those tears when they fall because I know they failed you. So I'm running with my Jesus right now, and I'm going to run until he takes my last breath. That's my commitment. I surrender all to you, Lord. All of me belongs to you. Because I'm nothing without you. But with you, I'm all things possible. Hey, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we know certainly no one knows the time. Let me tell y'all this. Time is running out. Time is precious. Time is like breath. You are not breathing if you out of time. Because you know why? You're dead. While you're breathing, you got time to get your wrongs right. Time is important. Time is important to all of us. We have taken time for granted. And for y'all young people who have tuned in, don't take your time for granted. No one knows when it's going to run out. But while you have time, you better praise the Lord. And be not ashamed of him. Because there's going to be a time you're going to stand before him in judgment. So if you're young, get on fire for the Lord. Get on fire. Don't wait till you get old while you're young. Get on fire. I'm teaching them little babies in that kindergarten classroom. Get on fire for the Lord. Get on fire for the Lord. Get on fire. Because the Bible says that a child shall lead the way. That's what it says. And I'm teaching them to get on fire. Go home and say everything I told you to say. Tell your mother. Tell your father. Tell your granny and papa. Tell them Jesus loves them. Tell them something about the word. I tell them, minister, every day you go home, take that word with you. Wrap it up. Take it home. That's my job. That's my assignment. That's why I can't leave. My assignment is not up. I still got time to get it out. Hallelujah. So yet we must live with an eternal perspective. I encourage you to focus on God and prioritize eternal goals over world distractions. They got world distractions all around us. They're all around us. They're consuming our minds. I see people walking down the street with their phone in their hand and they stepping into stuff and falling into ditches. Because the distracted so bad. They are so lost. And it's sad to see it. People driving down the street looking at the phone. I'm looking at it. How do you do that? They're so distracted. They are poor. Focus on the Lord. Focus on what he's doing in your life. If you're moving and breathing, you just don't realize the gift. Life is a gift. Because all you got to do is say, it's over. It's a gift. And it's a gift that too many people take for granted. I took it for granted. I'm talking about me. I took a lot of things that I'm recognizing now. I took it for granted because I was young. I was young and didn't have good sense. But now that I'm older, oh Lord, my spiritual eyes are opening. And it's just amazing to see what's happening in our world. The more you want to pull them, the more they fight back. Come on, follow me. Come on, I want to be efficient. I'm trying to reel you in because I know what's on the other side. I'm trying to reel you in. Don't fight. Let me hook you. Come on. But I know I have to be right in order to get them hooked. So they're watching me. So I got to be right myself because I'm hooking them. And I know if I mess up just a little bit, they're going to fall off the hook. I gotta be right myself. We as leaders, we gotta be right. We're running a race. Not about us, it's about the kingdom. And everybody's looking for a reason to get out the race. Because I can tell you, when I had to run those 800s, I was looking for a curve or a ditch to jump off into. I was a sprinter. But the coach always made me run long distance. And I'm like, no, Mr. Lamar, you're running the 800. I just ran a 110. Oh, Miss Lamar. Come on. But I ran the race. And it didn't matter what place I came in, because now I understand that race was preparing me for the endurance. The distance race was preparing me for the endurance. See, that coach knew more than I knew. But he was looking for a reward in the end. But the reward is for the kingdom there. I'm running. Listen, y'all. I was here till late yesterday evening, breaking down, packing up, cleaning up. And I got home and I started doing the same thing. I broke down and started cleaning up. And then I got everything in order and I went to my office and said that, okay, God, I'm running with the words you gave me, so keep me prepared. I'm so energized today. I got more energy than I had all last week. Y'all have no idea. I played 2 cases of chicken on Friday after working all day. I didn't leave out this building about 7 o'clock on Friday. Back here, I was up about 6:30 yesterday morning on the phone. You up? You ready? I'm ready to go. That's God. God will give you what you need. When you in the race for him, he said, I'm going to supply your need, daughter. Just trust me. I trust him. Pastor Rob was concerned. He said, I'm a call Pastor Bruce. And I sat down and I said, Pastor Rob, cancel me. I'm coming. I'm going to get the word. That's my assignment. I'm on it. But if the enemy want to duke you out, no, no, devil. I'm up. I'm running. I'm ready. Thank you, Pastor Bruce, for being on a standby. But it's my assignment, and I'm going to bring the word as I'm bringing it right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, the enemy is always looking for a loophole, but I'm a runner. I'm a runner. I'm a runner. And I won't stop running until God says, stop running, Lord. I'm running. I got the ability. I got the authority. These old knees still can move a little bit. I'm running. I danced with the kids on yesterday. I encouraged them on yesterday. Don't stop here. This is just your beginning. It's more to come. It's a future before you. But you got to stay in it. You got to stay in the race. Hallelujah. So I got to report the one little boy said to his grandma, tomorrow I'm going to tell him I'm going to get baptized. Hallelujah. I'm running. I'm running. I'm running this race. And I won't stop running until God says, daughter, thy good and thy faithful servant, a job well done. I can't stop running. I can't stop running. Because I'm running. This time. This time. While I'm running. While I'm going around the track. I'm going to grab this one. I'm going to grab that one. I'm going to say, come on. Don't stop running. Run with me. There's an expected end on your life. Hallelujah. I don't know what you've been through. But I want to tell you all, let God lead the way. Let God lead the way. God has an expected end over your life. An expected end. No matter what it looks like, no matter how tired you make it, no matter how bad those knees may feel, put those shoes on. I want to tell you to tie them up because you don't want to fall in the race. But if you fall, he's a forgiving God. Get up! Get up! Because I fell many times in this race that I'm running. I'm on the right side now, but I fell. But I knew to get up. Hallelujah. I knew to get up. I want to encourage y'all young people. You're going to fall. You're going to fall. Because you're not perfect. You can't be perfect. Perfect is impossible. Only one was perfect was Jesus. But he left his perfect word for us to live by. His perfect word. His foolproof word. So that we can stay in the race. Because you're going to have some troubling times. You're going to have some weary days in the race that you're running.
How you feeling?
But I can tell you now, go to the word.
What you going to do today?
Because see, the world will distract you.
Go home, go
sing. But they're all thinking. They're going to tell you what they think about the situation. And it's going to lead you astray. You're not going to run forward.
So you don't have, so you can run
forward.
And it's gonna be hot.
He's not a backward God. He's not a backward God. He covers the front, not the back. The arm is on the front, not on the back. Forward, march.
That's what I'm going to do. My dinner's already done. I said I left
it. Because if I ran the track backward, they would say something wrong with her. Okay?
You
I had
car.
To go forward until I passed all the baton. I had to go forward. I'm passing the baton right now for the kingdom. I'm passing the baton. This is a race. You can't give up. I don't care how weary you get, how tired you get. If you need to go off and take a breath, take it. Do what you have to do. But keep running. Keep running. The distractions are there for the reason to stop you. Keep running. I would have never got to this place if I gave up. And I can do some stuff, y'all. I may not look like it. Hallelujah. But I've been through some things and I'm still going through. Keyword is through. I'm not stuck in nothing. I don't care what my family's doing. I don't care what's going on in the workplace. I'm going through it. Yea, though I walk through the valley, I'm going through these valleys and I'm going through some shadows. I'm breaking down the shadows, the things that look like they consume me. I'm busting them up because I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm going to run over it. And if I I'm moving. It's not, I'm not letting things hold me back no more. God has work for me to do. There's souls that are at stake. And as a leader, I must lead the way. I must lead the way. And I can't forget about those that are still behind. I got to find a way back to them and bring them along. Okay? Because it said this race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, but to the one that endured to the end. To the end. To the end, it was all about me at one time. It's not about me anymore. It's about the kingdom. So I thank God for the coaches that taught me endurance. Because the master coach put them in my life to do just that. The master coach. Hallelujah. The master coach put them in my life as a young girl to get me prepared for the race of life. It's this time that's the most important time. So I thank all the coaches that poured into my life. I thank all those coaches that pushed me when I wanted to quit. Because sometimes I felt like I was the entire team. Like, there's not no end. I thank God. I thank God that I did not quit in the midst of the Charlie horses that were jumping my legs. I thank God that I didn't quit the race, y'all. Pain. Let me tell you something about pain. It don't feel good. But sometimes we need it to push us. I'm going to tell you something. When you get a Charlie horse, you are not going to sit still. You will not sit still. Okay? You won't get up with a limp, a gimp. You won't get it going. Oh, Lord Jesus, you will be praying then. That Charlie horse is trying to lock you down. Oh, I got some last night, but I got up. Okay, devil, you a liar. I got up. Oh, Lord. I said, God, help me, Jesus. I was limping. But I had an assignment. I said, you won't stop me today. I had to get up. I got up. There you go. Charlie horse is going today. But they locked right here, both legs at the same time. I said, oh, Lord God, help me. Just move from side to side. I couldn't scream out because I didn't want my family to come running. I said, okay, God, you got to help me. I was tired. When I finally sat down, these legs locked. But look at me today. Won't he do it? Won't he do it?
Yeah, he will.
Yes, he will. And yes, he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Charlie Horse don't have a hold on me. Hallelujah. Because I'm not distracted by the Charlie or the horse that he was riding on. Hallelujah. Hey, God. I'm not distracted. Okay? So, all right. All right. So now I'm going to break down this. Isaiah 40 and 31. Who does God bless in this way? Who are the recipients of God's grace, gracious strengthening? Those who trust in the Lord. I'm going to say that again. Those who trust in the Lord. If you trust in the Lord, he will renew your strength. He will renew your strength. My strength is renewed. Pastor Rob said, you got this, sis. You can be moved by the Spirit. Yes, I am. He renewed me. He renewed my strength. I'm moving by the Spirit of God. I left probably not long before Brother Mark left last night. I had to get some things in order. And I did it. By the strength of the Lord. He said, sis, when you saw me outside, you all right? I said, I'm good. I got it. God's got me. I can do all things through Christ and strength of me. It's in your brother. I cannot fail in God. I cannot fail in Jesus. There's no failure in him. By his strength and his function, I got my arms. I'm moving. Hallelujah. So you see, not everyone gets strengthened by God's power. Uh-oh. They run on their own strength. Did y'all hear that? There are so many people in this world running on what they think they know. I'm going to say that again. They're running on what they think they know. It's only going to last for a minute. And then they're going to run to God. Because they tried it, but they failed. They failed miserably in the attempt. Because they wasn't running on the strength of the Lord. They was running on their own. And it didn't work. So without God, you can't do it. The same kind of strength I used to run by. I used to run by that strength. When I was on that track, I was not running on strength of God. I was running by what I thought I knew. You couldn't tell me I wasn't cute. I was cute with my red scarf and my little chicken legs, but I was fat. That's all that mattered. That's all that mattered. I was running on my strength. I wish I had some of that strength today. That speed. But it's okay. I have the Lord. And that's all I need. That is the only, the ultimate strength. I have the strength of the Lord. That's the same kind of strength many of you under the sound of my voice are running on right now. Your own strength. Release it to God. Give to God your all. As you heard Elder Carvella say, turn it over to Jesus. Everything wrong in your life, he's going to make it right. But you must allow him the time to do it. Not by your doing, not by your timing, but by his. Be patient. Wait on him. Be of good courage while you're waiting. Know that it's going to come to pass. Know it's going to come to pass. He will do what he said he would do. He is a promise maker. And if he said it, it is so, he will not take it back. Trust in him. Believe in him. And hold on. He's not going to change. He's made a promise. I'm the same God yesterday. I'm the same God today. And I'm going to be the same God forevermore. I'm going to change. Count on my strength. I'm going to give you those wings to mount up like that eagle. I'm going to give them to you. As a messenger of the good news, I want to tell you, trusting in the Lord is your only option if you want to be strengthened in this race called life. It is your only option. There's no other option. Try all you want. I tried a lot of stuff. I thank God that he did not let me die in it. Because I was on my way to hell. Thank you, God, that you did not let me die in it. Thank you, God. When I look back over my life, I should be dead or crazy. I thank you, God, that I did not die in my mess. I thought I was living, but I was literally dying. There was a place set for me in hell, but God said, not up. Oh, no. But I had to go through some stuff because I couldn't tell you nothing if I was so perfect. I had to go through. Some things I got a little damaged in, and I thank you, Pastor Bruce, for helping me see light. Thank God for choosing a man like Pastor Bruce to help us understand the mind, the body, and the soul. The soul and the spirit. Help us understand it. I thank God for that. I thank God to get an understanding of all the baggage I've carried over the years. I can't save nobody, but Jesus can save everybody. I know he can. He saved me. He saved me. I thought I was a good girl, but I was a sneaky good girl. I was a sneaky good girl. I gotta be transparent.
For all y'all dumb people out there,
think you can go on your parents. I was a sneaky good girl. I really was. Because I was known to be the smart one. I was known to be the big mouth. I was known to be, you know, the A student. But what mommy didn't know, I was doing some stuff she didn't know about. She found out years later, and I was mad at the girl who told her, because I was going with her. Who gave you permission to tell my mom that? Who? I had to confront her. Who gave you permission to drop that dime on me like that? I don't care if you're her next door neighbor now. That was between when we was, you know, when we was out there doing our thing. I'll come down the street, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. Young people need to hear this. Because the day they give you all stuff that's killing y'all, dead. You think you're running for something, but you're running to the grave. You don't even know it.
Full of bear.
You're running to the grave. Some of y'all got nasty clothes on. You're
on fire. Stop the recording.
You going up and smoke.
As long as you don't double click.
Some of y'all going up and smoke because you don't think me shit. You don't think me know. Stays on there. Listen, I used to play it all.
I ain't going to
try it. I don't think she used to know. She didn't know. Because, see, I was the good girl. I was one of my sisters who beat me up in the cup. Especially my older sister. If you're looking, I still love you. But I used to get beat up in the cup because I was a good girl. But there were some days, y'all, let me tell you. I come down the street high as a fly.
That ain't a sneaky good
girl. I mean, I was floating. And I would get close to the house, and I had my son. I was 16. I'm not bragging about that. I raised my son. But I got caught up. But I was a good girl. See, good girls get looked over. But I was in the midst of some mess. Let me tell y'all. I would come down the street, I'd be floating. I'll dry on you. High as a pine. Until I see my mama outside with my son. We hours in the morning, I closed the after hours. I used to love the day. I paid my brother to babysit that baby. I put him to sleep. And one day I came down the street, high as a pine. And my mom was like, short. She had a level that was real. Okay? And all I see was this little white pamper. Girl, you better start rubbing your eyes right now. Because my mom knew I had allergies real bad. I played it off. When I got close to her, she had to look on her face like, I'm about to hit you with a left hook. I scoop my son up, don't open my mouth, y'all know. We ain't say nothing back then. I scoop my son up, got him in the room, I said, boy, wake up, boy, got me in trouble. He didn't know no better. I wasn't laying in the bed with him. He knew mommy wasn't there. My brother went to sleep. I already paid them. Okay? But let me tell y'all, if you want to run young people, let it be for God. Because the stuff they giving on today, it could take you out in instantaneous, just like that. And let me tell you this, young people, it be your friends the ones that's giving it to you. It be your friends that's giving it to you and watch you drop. You don't understand this term, but I'm going to call it frenemies. They smile in your face. They try to take your place. We all time was going to call backstabbers. But they smile in your face. You think you running with them. As soon as you go down, they're going left. I got left a couple times, y'all. I had to fight my way out. Like, yo, y'all done left me over the bridge. My mom told me don't come over this bridge. I look around, they gone. Frenemies today will take you out. You ain't gotta run, they're gonna take you out. Pop! And you drop. And they gonna sit in your mama's house and cry with them. Y'all better be careful. You better know the race you in today is real. Cousins taking each other out. Go to the house. Go to the repast of girl. You knew you took them out. But God knew too. You better be careful because the sword you're living by, the same sword gonna come right back. Run the good race. That took me off track, but run this good race to the end. Run it. Not everyone is able to soar on wings like eagles. When God swoops down and lifts them out of the bad situation, you might ask the question, why not, evangelist? Well, thanks for asking. Thank you for asking. The answer is because you don't trust God's perspective over your situation. You trusted your friends. You trusted yourself. Now your mama's mourning. Your sisters and brothers are crying because you're gone. You didn't trust God. You trusted them more. You trusted them more. You thought you was running something. No, you was running to hell. You didn't even know it. And now they took you out. And you didn't get a chance to repent. It's too late. When they say ashes to ashes and dust to dust, it's too late. You don't repent then. You have made your home in hell. It is too late. You have to do it now while there is yet time. While you are still breathing, turn it over to Him. Run the race for the Lord. It's all right. It's a good thing. The sooner the better. The sooner the better. And I know coming to church may be boring to some of y'all. Oh my God, here they go preaching to us again. No, I want to tell you, it's real. I was young. I'll be 60 in July if God allowed me to see it. It's real. It's real, y'all. This thing is real. Know who you're running with and who you're running for. If you ain't running with Jesus, you ain't really running. You meandering through until you make it. You fake it. Get on the right side. Get on the right side. Put your trust in the Lord and allow Him to direct your path. Please. I implore you to do so. Life is short as but a vapor. I was just 15. Now I'm almost 60. I'm like, where's time go? Where did it go? That's how it works. So make good use of your time. Get on the Lord's side. Be one for the kingdom. You're going to take some hits, but it's all right. He'll strengthen you. He'll guard you up. He'll prepare you. He'll make a way for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to help as I'm running this race called life while being a mouthpiece, spreading the good news. You need to know only those who trust God's perspective on their situations will run and not become weary. If you're running on God's perspective, you will run and not get weary. You're looking at one who is running on God's perspective. I should not have made it in here today. But on God's perspective, by God's authority, by God's power, and by God's might, y'all, I'm not tired. It's like I have a fire burning up on the inside, and I gotta let it go. Thank you, God. I'm running with the Lord. I don't care what nobody else is doing. I'm running with Jesus. I'm running, and I'm gonna take on as many as I can. And I thank God that He put me in the path with those little people, because they're the ones. I'm watching them. They know stuff they shouldn't know. I'm watching them. I'm watching them. I'm thanking God. Thank you, God, that you choose to use me in their lives. When young, I'm planting these seeds, God. Thank you. Not by my power, not by my might. I'm putting word in them. I'm putting word in them. I said, now go home. I said, listen. You are the only word some of your parents and families and friends will ever read. They're going to look at your life and see the transformation, the change. And when they ask you, say, I'm standing on a rock. And when they say, rock, what do you mean? Jesus. He's keeping me stable. I won't sink. I can't fall. He's foolproof. You go home and you tell them that. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. What do you mean? Rock of your salvation. Granny, it'll be yours too. Child's going to lead the way. So I love my job, y'all. I'm getting them early. I'm putting fire in them. I tell the parents early when you will hear me in your house. It's okay. Don't get mad at them. They're going to bring it home. You're going to hear my name. But Miss Jones said, hallelujah. That's what God said to tell you. So it's all right. Don't get mad at them. Don't beat them. Because they said Miss Jones said. But Miss Jones said what God said to say. I got them, y'all. I got fire, and I'm putting the fire in them. Hallelujah. I'm teaching them at 4, 5, 6. Don't be ashamed of God. Don't be ashamed of God in your neighborhood. Don't be ashamed of God when you have the family of men. Don't be ashamed of God. Ask them, can I pray for you? Hallelujah. You're running a race, baby. Ready, set, go. Run, babies, run! Run! Hallelujah! Run! Run! That's what they run! Oh, Jesus! Run! Don't stop running! Don't stop running! So I'm running on the perspective of God. I'm running and I'm not tired. As God provides a second wind to make it through the challenges called life. Life is a challenge. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care the title, the tag, for people to tag you with. Life is a challenge. One day you're up, the next day you may be down. One day you may have to pick up the phone and call, doctor. I call him doctor. That's a little doctor. Pastor Bruce, I need you. He's a doctor. God has used him. You don't have to suffer in the questions that you can't answer. He'll help guide you through it by God's ordinance and unction in his life. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be too proud. The world makes it seem like, what? No, I ain't too proud. That's Bruce. I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you, Pastor Bruce. So I'm going through some stuff. And he don't mind if you cry. He don't mind. I thank God for you, Pastor Bruce. I really do. Y'all tell me, don't know who's not in here. Reach out to Faith Harvest Worship Center. Pastor Bruce will help you in your life. Yes, he will. I watch him. And I watch the transformation in him. Lady A, I thank you for pushing him. Can't forget about Jim. Because the wives have to go through something. People don't know. The wives go through something. When the husbands are on that journey, the wives got to stand with them. They have to be their backbone. Bone in their bone and flesh in their flesh. Come on. Hallelujah. They're going to race together. So I have to acknowledge her as well. Because we don't know what she go through pushing him. Because there's some days he want to give up too. Because he's huge first. Man of God. And so forth. He's running the race too for the kingdom. For the weary people. He's running the race. He's pulling on God. God, give it to me. Give it to me. Deposit God. Because I got to help these people. We in trouble down here. God knows it. That's why he chose them. Thank you, Pastor. So I want to tell you, I'm no longer running on my own strength. I've been granted that second breath, that second wind, and I'm going to say, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. And so have all of you. You have a second wind. Don't take it for granted. Some people right now go to the hospital, get on oxygen, because they can't breathe. You've been granted a second wind. Don't take it for granted. Breathe, people. Breathe. I'm telling you to breathe and allow the Lord to breathe on you. Take it in. Your breath is a miracle granted to you by God. It's a miracle. It's a miracle breath. We don't breathe on our own. It's a miracle to breathe. I don't know what it's like to not have a breath, but I know what it's like when I have a hard time breathing. It's not a fun situation. So I thank you, God, for my breath. My second win. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's something we all should be shouting about. The second win. Thank you, Jesus. In closing, I want to help you understand only those who believe his word and submit to it can expect. You can expect to experience his spiritual power for this daily life, this everyday life that you live in. You can expect something out of it. Only if you're living it in him. And if you're not living in him, you can expect the worst. But in him, you can expect the very best. It may not come when you want it, but when God delivers it, it's going to be on time. Please know that. Because if you get things when you want them, you won't forfeit it because you're not going to appreciate it. So everything I get, I do appreciate it. I appreciate it all. You will walk, you won't faint. As God changes you, whether or not he changes your situation, I'm going to say that part again because y'all need to hear that part. You will walk and not faint. As God changes you, whether or not he changes your situation, he wants to change you first. The situation change won't come. But the change must start with you. We are in the way of God too many times. The change must start with you first. When God sees the change in you, then he will change your situation. You will cross the finish line called life. Thy good and thy faithful servant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Run the race. And don't give in. Don't give up. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. What a word. What a word. Let's give her another hand clap. Endure to the end. Get ready, set, go. Amen. You know, and she was right, because I was thinking about it. I was like, I knew what she had to do. She was on assignment, and she said, she texted me. She was like, Pastor Rob, I got this. It was given to me, so I'm going to do it. You know, Pastor Bruce, he was ready, but he said, hold up, let's just make sure. And sure enough, he was right. You know, and that's the key, family. We got to be ready to endure when the assignment is called to us, because there's going to be some times when we do get weary, but we got to trust God. We got to trust God that he's going to give you the strength needed to do what he's called you to do. Amen?
Amen.
And so I thank you, Evangelist Jones, for being obedient. For being obedient and doing what God has called you to do. Amen?
Amen.
You know, as I was sitting there and as we get ready to close, and I'm not here to preach again, I opened up my Bible and it says here, a better way. It says, have you ever gone the wrong way? Once you realize that you were headed in the opposite direction of where you wanted to end up, did you keep going or did you turn around? It says, we've all been lost at one time or another. We've all done things we regretted. We've all messed up. Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, Acts 2:38. Sin means, in Greek, to miss the mark, to be mistaken, or to wander from the path of righteousness. Repent, in Greek, means to change one mind, to change direction, and think and act differently. To summarize our situation, God made the world, we messed it up. Jesus has come to make things right again. This is our story, but the great news is that even when we've made choices that haven't honored God in the past, it is not too late to turn around. It says, but each of you, as Peter said, must decide if you want to abandon a path that eventually leads to empty pleasures, unnecessary pain, and turn back to God. Allow grace to wash over you by accepting the gifts that's already yours. And that awesome gift, the Holy Spirit, will help you, lead you, and comfort you in a way that only he can. And though you can't take credit for purchasing the gift or giving the gift is isn't truly yours until you reach out and take it. Your family cannot do it for you. Your friends cannot do it for you. The church cannot do it for you. It says here in Psalms 23:3, He renews my strength. He guides me along the right path, bringing honor to His name. As you process today's verse, in what way can you turn from your selfish desires and run back to God? Ask Him to give you strength, discernment, and endurance to keep following Him wherever He leads. Let the house say amen. 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 We have to endure. We have to do our part.
How did it happen?
So as you lead in today, and as we get ready for our tithes and offering, I pray that whatever you're asking God for, you're seeking God for, as you sow your seed, sow it and ask that prayer. But also, you have to endure. We have to endure. We have to keep pressing in spite of how we may feel or what we may think. Because if God has given you that vision or that purpose, He's going to give you all things necessary so you can fulfill it. Amen?
Bring it down.
Endure till the end. Each day we wake up, there's a new opportunity to keep pressing on. You heard?